This is the well-known regional group Rogue Chimp, recorded here at the WVIA studios. Rogue Chimp will be out in the open air tomorrow as part of the 5th annual Arts on the Square, Saturday, July 29th, from noon to 8 at historic Courthouse Square in downtown Scranton. There will be over 120 vendors and more live music, including Start Making Sense, a Talking Heads tribute band, Ms. Starbird, and Grupo Zono. You'll be able to participate in many free activities, including a large mandala painting experience, a Scranton-themed photo booth, and all-ages painting classes. Artist Alan McLaughlin will have a painting in progress on the square. Maureen McGuigan, Deputy Director of the Office of Arts and Culture for Lackawanna County, and Patrick Nasser of the Backyard Ale House paid a visit to the WVIA studios to fill us in.
This is exciting. It's the sixth year, so it's become an established arts festival, which was our goal when we started it. You know, Scranton and Lackawanna County hadn't had one in a long time, so we didn't know what was going to happen and how it would grow, and each year it's gotten bigger, and we tweak it every year. And I liked the idea of just bringing the community together, you know, in terms of shopping and buying local handmade goods, but also in having access to arts activities, music, games for kids, and also involving the local businesses, because summer in northeastern PA, like the Backyard Ale House has been a great partner because it's a beautiful time to sit outside. I think you used the word open air earlier, and that's what it is. There's no place prettier here at this time of year.
The festival seems to have been growing exponentially.
Yes, there'll be over 120 vendors there. So you can walk around, shop by, it's never too early to start holiday shopping. You can buy some unique gifts. But then there'll be things like you can take painting classes. You can sit back and enjoy music. We have a great headlining act this year, Start Making Sense. They're a Talking Heads cover band. And we'll have a bigger stage. That's one thing that's a little different this year. We've kind of consolidated some of the stages. You can just draw on the sidewalk with chalk if you want. So there'll be fine arts, photography. There'll also be jewelry, wine, and mead. So we have some great artists in the region. There's also people from out of the area that come, which is nice. We always like to invite people into our community.
And the architecture on the square seems to be such a wonderful backdrop for something like this.
I mean, people who aren't from here and they come to Scranton for the first time always notice that. They always remark on the architect and how it does have a European feel. It's a great green space in the middle of our downtown where we hold the festival because we're also doing theater. So I think that's always fun to have outdoor theater. And then the other aspect that some of the other restaurants and businesses get involved, people can sit out, have a coffee or a great brew, you know, and just relax. You can spend all day down there. So that's what we're hoping people will do.
Now, Patrick, since it's your first time with us here on Art Scene, are you from the area?
Oh, yeah. I was born and raised in the Scranton area. I grew up in Clark Summit and went to University of Scranton for college. So I stayed local.
You love the area. You believe in it.
Oh, absolutely. 100%. I've lived other places. I've been other places. And there's no other area I've ever been to that has quite the community sense that Scranton has. It's just it's different and unique.
You're right in the neighborhood.
Right on the square. We are on Linden Street, right across from the courthouse. So we're dead center. We're right in the heart of the activities. So I think it was a natural fit to have us part of this this event. So we're happy to be on board.
Well, it does create that outdoor dining experience, which people crave here, you know. So it's really nice, and it connects nicely to the square shape around the square. So that's what we always try to do. As much as this is a festival, we also are trying to promote all the wonderful. There's been an explosion of boutique shopping, bars, restaurants, I would say, in the last couple of years in Scranton. So we also want to encourage people, again, to make a day out of it and come back. You know, the festival is only one day, but we hope people will enjoy the architecture and the businesses downtown and want to keep coming back on other weekends. That's also part of the mission, to kind of showcase it.
Do you all offer music throughout the year?
Yeah, throughout the year, we definitely have music. We usually have at least 2 to 3 bands a month. We don't necessarily consider ourselves a venue per se, but we always like to have local musicians and try to bring something a little different than your typical cover band.
And they've started a fall festival. I know we're not in that season yet, but I think that's another nice thing the Backyard's doing, is creating that sense of community and events that people can attend, and something a little extra special.
Yeah, we've certainly been lucky to have that. All the other things that are going on in the Scranton area help to make us also part of the destination. The craft beer is something that was unique 7-8 years ago, and now it's becoming more mainstream. So we're happy to see the evolution of craft beer become so popular, especially in the Scranton area.
That's one thing that's nice about this event, and I think what's happening in Lackawanna County as a whole. And unfortunately, my partner, Scranton Maid, Kristen Powers, and Chris Emanuel could not be here today, but they've been part of that movement of really showcasing local, small, special, and capitalizing on that uniqueness. Because I think that's what people want in today's world. You know, we can all shop online now and get things, but that sense of place and what makes a place unique, I think, is what people are searching for, both tourists and people who live here.
Yeah, we certainly saw from our end in the 8.5 years we've been here, the art and art culture in Scranton has just been booming between music, painting, plays, etc.
Since I started my position, there's been several festivals that have developed in that time. And Scranton Maid, of course, has started this kind of movement of really promoting local artisans, which I think has carried over into other things. I should mention, we're also going to be doing a mural that day. Well, it might be finished for it or being finished then, but people can see it on the side of a building off of the square. And that's something we hope to expand. We have other downtown buildings picked out to, you know, bring some more public art to the downtown. And again, a lot of them will be tied to that local Northeastern PA Scranton history to celebrate that. We sort of have this hashtag or this idea that's kind of tied to the whole Scranton Maid vision is Scranton love. We really just want people to be proud of their city. So that's what the mural will say. But we've done some other smaller public art projects. And it's that idea of just being proud of where you are and where you come from and celebrating that.
Scranton happens to be quite distinctive in having an arts and cultural office like yours.
Absolutely. We're really quite progressive and lucky in Lackawanna County. We have very supportive commissioners, and we've had this funding stream since 2004. So not to use that overused phrase, but it does take a village. So it's great to have the government support, the local business people like Patrick and the artist. It's kind of all working together, other sponsors that come in, media that supports us. So yeah, it's really amazing to see a lot of that really gaining momentum now.
I certainly like with Chrissy and Kristen yourself, this is unlike other events that we've experienced downtown in that they do an excellent job of bringing the rest of the businesses and everything into the fold. It's not just a singular event for whatever purpose. It's a real community-minded event, so definitely unique.
Please tell us how to find you.
Sure. The event is Saturday, July 29th from noon to 8. It'll be downtown on the square. You can find us at scrantonmaid.com or the Facebook page under Scranton Maid or Arts on the Square. There's a website too. It's hard to miss. There's billboards everywhere. You know, there'll be music. There's different bands. In addition to the headlining act, we also have our local bands, Rogue Chimp and Miz and Grupo Zona. That's a Latin band we're happy to have this year. And just come downtown and I think people will discover a lot.
Maureen McGuigan, Deputy Director of the Arts and Culture Department of Lackawanna County, and Patrick Nasser of the Backyard Ale House, speaking with us about the 5th annual Arts on the Square, taking place tomorrow from noon to 8 p.m., wrapping around the historic Courthouse Square in downtown Scranton, over 120 vendors, live music, including this group, Rogue Chimp, and the Talking Heads tribute band Start Making Sense, Ms. Starbird and Grupo Zono, along with music. You can take part in many free activities, a large mandala painting experience, and also a Scranton-themed photo booth, painting classes by Spirited Art. Alan McLaughlin is an artist, and he'll be doing a live painting on the square. In addition, there will be representatives from the Scranton Cultural Center, the Lackawanna County Library System, and the Everhart Museum, providing a whole variety of interactive experiences. A production of Harrisbury Jr., so that's theater. The Everhart Museum's Museum on the Road exhibit will be there. There will be many activities for young ones, and it's all part of the 5th annual Arts on the Square celebration tomorrow from noon to 8 p.m., Courthouse Square in downtown Scranton. And we heard from Maureen McGuigan and Patrick Nasser, and they hope to join us and weren't able to because they're so busy getting ready for the event. But Chris Emanuel and Kristen Powers of Scranton Maid. And for more information about the whole event, you can find them online at scrantonmaid.com, scrantonmaid.com, or Facebook, as we heard, Facebook Scranton Maid. That's the 5th annual Arts on the Square, Courthouse Square in downtown Scranton from noon to 8 tomorrow. And for more information on the web, scrantonmade.com.